Penguin Random House Audio presents The Library of the Unwritten by A.J. Hackwith. Read for you by Lisa Flanagan. 1. Claire. Stories want to change, and it is a librarian's job to preserve them. That's the natural order of things. The unwritten wing of the library, for all its infinite magic and mystery, is in some ways a futile project. No story, written or unwritten, is static. Left abandoned too long and given the right stimulation, a book goes wrong in the head. It is a story's natural ambition to wake up and start telling itself to the world. This, of course, is a buggered pain in the arse. Librarian Fleur Michel, 1782 CE, Unwritten Wing. Librarian's log entry, personal ephemera and errata. Books ran when they grew restless, when they grew unruly, or when they grew real. Regardless of the reason, when books ran, it was a librarian's duty to catch them. The twisty annex of Assyrian romances, full of jagged words and shadowed hearts broken on unforgiving clay tablets, had a tendency to turn around even experienced curators. The librarian, Claire, cornered the book there. The book had chosen to take form as the character of a pale, coltish girl, and her breathing was nearly as ragged as Claire's was from the run. Claire forced her shaking hands still as she approached. The book was young, and so was its character. Back pressed into the bookcase, dandelion fluff hair fluttering around thin shoulders.